morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather this morning for worship. There are a number of announcements that have been displayed on our whiteboards this morning, and we continue to look at how we can be together in worship and in study of God's Word. So there continues our Sunday morning activities of worship and Bible studies, and we have weekday Bible studies that also go along. And so we are glad to have these opportunities to be together in God's Word. This morning is a good time to remind you that a week from today, next Sunday, following the worship service, will be our quarterly voters meeting, and there will take place at that meeting elections of officers, those who are willing to serve in our congregation. So it's a good meeting to participate and be at and see how we will be proceeding together into the future. This morning, our worship service, we are following Divine Service Setting 1 on page 151, and I invite you to sing with me our opening hymn numbered 694. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We speak responsively the introit. Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you, and let your prophets be proven faithful. Hear the prayers of your servants, according to the blessing of Aaron upon your people. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be forever. Amen. Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you, and let your prophets be proven faithful. Hear the prayer of your servants, according to the blessings of Aaron upon your people. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. In the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, because without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for this 18th Sunday after Trinity is found in Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, verses 12 through 21. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth with all that is in it. Yet the Lord set his heart in love on your fathers and chose their offspring after them, you above all peoples, as you are this day. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no longer stubborn. For the Lord your God is God of gods, and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him and hold fast to him. And by his name you shall swear, he is your praise. He is your God, who has done for you these great and terrifying things that your eyes have seen. This is the word of the Lord. Please read with me the gradual. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. The epistle this morning is from 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 1 through 9. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand as you are able for the Alleluia verse. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, what is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Now the Pharisees were gathered together. Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David in the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' If then David calls him Lord, how is he his son?" And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite the congregation to be seated, and their children there present may come forward for a children's message at this time. Good morning, boys and girls. I think I see some boys and girls here, but they're not the noisy boys and girls I'm used to. How about we try that again? Good morning, boys and girls. Good morning. We're getting there. All right. I am glad to see you here, and well, maybe your response is due to some things that you experience well in church. Are there rules that you need to follow when you're in church? Yeah. Is one of those rules maybe that you need to try to be kind of quiet while you're in church? Yeah. When we're in the pews, we do like to be quiet, but when I'm asking you good morning, you can respond. That's all right. But are there other rules that we have, maybe if it's some in church or maybe outside of church? Do you have other rules that you need to be following? Do you know any some of those rules? What are some of those rules that we have to follow? Okay, yeah. If you're making messes, you need to clean them up, like especially in your rooms, right? Do you have any rules you have to follow? I think you do, right? Yeah. We all have rules that we need to follow. Do we always like the rules that we have to follow? No, I don't think we always like to have to follow rules. Are there any parents who really don't always like to follow rules either? Okay, all of you that aren't raising your hand and have gone more than the speed limit, you need to have your hands raised, right? Yeah, there are times where we do not always like to follow the rules. So that, why do you think we have rules, and why does God give us rules to follow? Because some rules, they seem to stop us from having fun, right? Yeah, sometimes they maybe stop us from having fun, but is that fun always safe? Probably not. There are times where rules, we're told these are the rules to help keep us safe. Or they're rules because they are good for us. And that's what we heard about in Deuteronomy, the Old Testament lesson, where God is talking to his people through Moses, his prophet, and he says, he's asking them a question, "What does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all of his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good." God has given them statutes and commandments, and it's for their good that we have these statutes and commandments from God. Just like when it's good to have other statutes and commandments, like picking up our rooms, that way we're not tripping over things, right? Or maybe it's keeping a speed limit that's good and while parents are driving, right? That's for our good. And so we can look at the rules, the commandments, our statutes, some might call them, that they are there and in place because God wants to help protect you and to guide and bring good into your life. So I know it's not always the thing that you see most pleasant in following the rules, but are rules there for your good? Yeah, and they're there because God has placed them there, and God has given you parents and others that care for you and want good in your life. So let's all pray an echo prayer at this time as we fold our hands. Dear Heavenly Father,
dear Heavenly Father,
thank you for your good order. Thank you for your good order, which includes rules and commands. Which include rules and commands that you have set into place, that you have set into place for my good, for my good. And please help me always look to the good you have shown me, to the good you have shown me in your Son, my Savior, Jesus, in your Son, my Savior, Jesus, in whose name we pray. In whose name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for coming up this morning, boys and girls. And if you would like on your way, you may take one. That's another rule, right? But for good order. And our congregation will at this time continue by singing hymn 844. Mercy and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon the text from Matthew chapter 22. In this chapter, we see a divide and division. On one side, we have the Pharisees and Sadducees, and on the other, we see Jesus. They're not united, and in fact, you might say that one side is hostile to the other. Typically, we don't always clearly see the divides, but there are certain occasions where you may have the opportunity to see a group of people on one side and a group of people on the other, and you know that they are not united and they're not all there for the same reason. Maybe it's a football game or baseball game, or potentially it's a debate. One side looking to win versus the other, to discredit their opponent. And typically, you might believe that, you know what, those physical competitions, those can be kind of dangerous, right? Any of you still have lingering injuries from your youth where you participated in a sporting event and were hurt? I know it's happened. Some because of broken bones, others because of concussions they received, lasting difficulties in life. Debate, that sounds a whole lot less dangerous, right? It is until you start to realize just how near and dear some individuals hold their beliefs and how they connect them to their emotions. Throughout history, we can point to figures who gave their lives because of what they believed and the words that they have spoken. And it is the case also for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The words that he spoke did not always gain him friends, but rather there are those that opposed him because of what he said and what he was doing. And today in Matthew chapter 22, we're seeing just another example of the opposition he had in this world. And they come to Jesus and they ask a question that would be seemingly innocuous enough, and a question that many people are still contemplating today in certain degrees. Teacher, what is the great commandment in the law? Or maybe nowadays this might be more akin to asking, if we are going to live our lives, what should we live our life according to? What should we focus our life around? What and how should our life be focused? What should drive us from day to day? For the Pharisees, they already come to Jesus with much of the same thought. They come to him, they already ask, which is the great commandment in the law? They already agree upon the existence of God. They have much else in common that you and I do not share with those outside of the faith in our world today. And so, at least Jesus is able to approach them with much shared knowledge. Yes, there is a God, and there's a God who has a desire for his creation, and he has given us commandments for our good. But which is the greatest? Which is the best of these commandments? Jesus responds, and he does avoid the traps and the tests that they have set for him. And he says about the greatest commandment, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment." You and I would say it's a summary of the first three commandments that we list. You shall have no other gods. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. And you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Those three are summed up in that one commandment. But as you and I know, that's not the only commandment. And yes, our relationship with God is to be first and foremost the primary relationship that we need to have in good order. But we also are living in a world where we live with our neighbors, our family, and our friends, and there needs to be good order there also. And so Jesus responds, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. There's times where I have the opportunity to ask my youngest, do you want someone to do that to you? And her response most often is, well, no. And does that question really change as the years go by? If you don't want somebody else to do it to you, well, then you shouldn't be doing it to somebody else. That's how we might say we show our love to others. And that happens to be the remainder of our commandments, commandments 4 through 10. And so Jesus says, on these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. All the writings, all the recordings, the word of God get summed up into those two commandments. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and should love your neighbor as yourself. And when we follow these commandments, they change not only our thoughts, but they can also help change our speech. They change our actions. When we love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, and our mind, we will do things that display that love. We will be in worship. We will study His Word. We will follow the commands that He has established for our good. Not for our salvation, but because we know that He has given them to us for our benefit. Not only do we love God, but then we also love our neighbors. Once again, not because loving our neighbors will earn us good favor with God in heaven, but because this pleases Him and is His desire for us in how we should live our lives. Trusting in God first and foremost and loving our neighbors. This is how we should live. And yet, true life is not found in the commandments. True life is given to us from God, our Heavenly Father. The commandments, they show us where we fall short, where we sin, where we do not love God, where we do and have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. The law shows that we need a Savior, the Christos, the Christ. Jesus moves from the conversation about the law, he moves them to something that's even greater, the good news found in the Christ, their Savior. Who is this Christ? Whose son is he? And that seems to confuse the people. If David, while speaking in the Spirit, calls him Lord, saying, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand," how is he David's descendant and son? They didn't have that answer. And it says, from that day, no one asked any more questions of him. They didn't seek to join him and say, "Wow, how wise this man is." They didn't give up their position. No, rather, they would do what they sought to do. They eventually have him killed. They have him crucified upon a cross because of the message that he had and brought into this world, the good news of salvation for all, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. And it was that very death upon the cross that they sought and led him to that allows that claim to be fulfilled. For as Jesus died upon the cross and shed his blood, he paid with that blood shed for the sins of all of the world. The sins that the commandments show that we have committed, cleansing us from our unrighteousness, washing us clean from our sin, so that we would live with God for all of eternity. How you and I are called to live this day, we are called to live as followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are called to live trusting in the promises that he has given to us. We are called to follow his commands. Go into the world, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you all to the very end of the age. We live seeking to share the good news that yes, Jesus has died, that God loves us. There is eternal life because of our Savior Jesus. How should I live? It's a question that many will seek to answer, but the true answer will never be found if we do not live upon the foundation of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and that through him we are freed from the power of sin, death, and the devil, and that through God we receive wonderful gifts of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. So how should I live? We live proclaiming the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We live loving God, trusting in him above all things. We live and seek to love our neighbors as ourselves. For this is God's will, in Jesus' name. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, I invite the congregation to please stand as we continue by speaking together the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to our needs. Lord God of Israel, we give you thanks for Jesus Christ, David's Son and Lord, on whom hangs all the law and the prophets. Reconciled to you by his righteousness, lead us as disciples to make a godly beginning in the love of you and of our neighbor. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, bless our congregation, enrich young and old with the testimony about Christ. Confirm them with every spiritual gift and sustain them in this fellowship to the end, guiltless in the day of the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive, O Lord, our thanks and praise for our sister churches who share with us in the word and sacrament of Christ. Enrich them by your grace and prepare them for his coming, that we may all be found blameless in his sight. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your Son is bridegroom and Lord, faithful over your house, the church. Raise up the sons of our congregations to follow your word and bless their families with godly lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Gracious Lord, your Son is the Son of David and yet the Lord of all. Send your spirit of healing to Tracy, Colleen, Shirley, Carol, Margaret, Marlene, Lowell, and Dan, and all who are ill or injured or troubled among us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, you call us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, your holy Christian church. As we come to receive the peace of the Lord in this sacrament, let this true peace be with us always. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation, rejoicing in his victory and resurrection from the dead. We draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated as the ushers come forward to gather our tithes and offerings. please stand. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. The Lord be with you. Give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Oh God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away. I invite the congregation to be seated at this time. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. The true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul until life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. Amen.